Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. My boys love to march around with their toy swords pretending to fight an enemy, an invisible enemy. And although they're fighting this imaginary enemy, there's a real enemy that we can't see. He's trying to destroy us. Satan is at war, and we have a choice whose side we are going to be on. His side or God's side? Are we going to march to war with the cross of Jesus going before us? Are we going to follow Christ, our royal master, who leads us against the foe? The good news is that ultimately Christ will win. I want to be on the winning side. How about you? Hi, boys and girls. We are still studying about Paul. Where had Paul been staying and where had he been teaching? Do you remember the name of the city? This is like a pop quiz. Can you tell me what city Paul was in when he was preaching? Do you remember? Ephesus. And Ephesus had a goddess that they bowed to and that they worshiped, and they had a temple dedicated to her. What was the name of that goddess? Do you remember? Diana. And there was a silversmith who was very, very mad at Paul because all of his profits, nobody was buying his things, all of his profits were disappearing. And he got the group of silversmiths together and they were going to go take care of Paul. What was his name? Starts with a D. Demetrius. Yes. Well, we're going to find out what Demetrius did and what ended up happening. But first, let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, thank you for your care and your watch. Lord, thank you for your watch, care, and your protection. Thank you for your love for us. Help us to put aside the distractions and to be able to focus on you for a few minutes today. Amen. When Demetrius talked to the silversmiths about protecting their goddess Diana, they suddenly became excited. What Demetrius said quickly passed from person to person until the whole city was upset. Oh, soon there was a crowd that grew larger and larger. People were angry. They thought, no god is greater than Diana. No temple is as beautiful as the temple of Diana. And they all shouted, great is Diana of the Ephesians. Let's look at Acts chapter 19, verse 28. We can see that that's what they said. That's what the Bible has recorded that they said. So we're going to Acts. That's in the New Testament, you're right. We're really spending a lot of time in the book of Acts. We're just going through it verse by verse, pretty much. Acts chapter 19, and then we're going to look at verse 28. Acts chapter 19, verse 28. Let's see what that says. I'm going to read it for us. Acts chapter 19, verse 28. Now, when they heard this, this is talking about the citizens in the city, they were full of wrath. What is wrath? Anger. They were full of wrath and cried out, saying, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." Here the people are searching for Paul. They were determined to find him, but they couldn't. He was not in the place where he had been teaching. Then the mob became more angry than ever. They grabbed two of Paul's friends who had been traveling with him, and they took them to a big theater in Ephesus. Look at verse 29. Okay, we just read verse 28. Now we're going to read verse 29. Here's what it says. So the whole city was filled with confusion. Does that sound like they know what they're doing, or are they confused and not sure what they're doing? You're right. They're confused. They're filled with confusion. And they rushed into the theater with one accord. So they're all rushing into this theater, which was kind of like a big auditorium. They rushed into the theater with one accord, having seized Gaius and Aristarchus, Macedonians. They were Paul's traveling companions. So they grabbed these two guys who were traveling companions of Paul. They didn't have Paul, but they grabbed the two guys, and they were determined that they were going to take care of them. What had happened to Paul? Do you know? Well, someone had hurried to warn him about the angry crowd that wanted to get him and his friends, And his friends had quickly taken him to a safe place not too far away. Angels were helping to keep him safe. When Paul found out what was happening to his two friends, he wanted to go out and talk to that screaming mob. But did his friends let him do that? Did they think that was a very good idea? Well, let's read it. Look in verse 30 and 31. Here's what it says. So we've read verse 28 and 29. Now we're going to read verse 30 and 31, Acts chapter 19. Verse 30 says, "And when Paul wanted to go in to the people, the disciples would not allow him. Then some of the officials of Asia, who were his friends, sent to him pleading that he would not venture into the theater." They're like, "Please don't come. Please don't come. This mob is out of control. You will be killed. This is not good. Don't show up. We can calm things down and take care of it, but don't show up." Well, the mob kept shouting. Most of them didn't even know why they were shouting. They had just joined in this crowd that is yelling, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians!" And they were just part of the mob. Let's read verse 32. Acts chapter 19, verse 32. "Some, therefore, cried one thing, and some another." So are they all saying the same thing, or are they all saying different things? Yeah, you're right, different things. "For the assembly was confused, and most of them did not know why they had come together." Many Jews lived in Ephesus, and Paul and some of the new Christians were Jews too. But the Jews, who were not Christians, did not want that angry mob to think that they liked Paul. Okay? So you have a group of Jews there in Ephesus, and Paul's a Jew, but he's now believes in Jesus, and so he's a Christian now. So the Jews are afraid that they're going to think that we're part of Paul's group. We don't want them to think that. That would be terrible. That would be awful. So what do you think they're going to do? We'll find out tomorrow how the Jews tried to make sure that the people wouldn't think that they were part of Paul's group. You know, when a crowd of people get together, there are times, especially when they're angry, that they act in a way that is not okay. And other people start acting like them and going along with it. And it creates this mob. There was a time when there were many people all across the United States that were very angry with the police. And they did not like the way that the police were treating certain people. And so they decided that they were going to go and march and protest. And it's one thing to march through the streets with signs and letting people know that You do not believe that things should be done a certain way. But it's another thing when it gets out of control and people start throwing things and breaking things and destroying things. People can get killed. Properties can become damaged. When there's thieving and looting, that's when it's really bad. Is it good to act like everyone else? Is it good to go along with the crowd and do what they're doing? Is that a good idea? Well, what does the Bible say? I want you to turn to Exodus chapter 23. Look at Exodus chapter 23. The Bible specifically talks about this. This is why I love the Bible so much, because it gives us insight and wisdom into how we should act and what we should do. And when we study it and spend time, we can learn what God wants us to do. And then we don't have to be confused. Exodus is the second book in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus. Then we're going to chapter 23, and once you find chapter 23, then you're going to look at verse 2. So it's right there where 23 is, pretty much. Exodus chapter 23, verse 2. What does that say?
You shall not follow a crowd to do evil, nor shall you testify in a dispute so as to turn aside from many to pervert justice.
So we are not to follow a crowd. Does it say never follow a crowd? Like if everybody wants to go get ice cream and the whole crowd is going and you want to go too, should you not follow them? No, what does the Bible say? Don't follow a crowd to do what? Evil. Many times people in a crowd can end up getting out of control. When they're upset or angry, they want to do evil. Does God want us to be like that? No, he doesn't. He wants us to trust him and follow him and to deal with things in a way that would bring him honor and him glory. Let's bow our heads to close today. Lord, help us to do what is right, to follow you, not to follow a crowd when they're doing evil things, but to do what you want us to do. Thank you so much for your love and care for us. Be with us today. Keep us safe. Protect us. Help us to be a witness and an example for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Matthew 4:10.
You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.